Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Matt Paulie, he's with us now on the Quiver River Electric guest line, and his report, as always, brought to you by Renner Garage Door, R-E-N-N-E-R, forward and back, family-owned and top-rated, RennerDoorSTL.com. Time to welcome in the host of Sports Open Line and Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, which is on Thursdays in the evening here on KMOX. What's going on, Matt?
Not this week.
No, why? What the hell?
We have Thursday night football. So countdown to opening day. Well, it will run across the Cardinals radio network on Thursday night. KMOX listeners will hear it on Friday evening.
Because it's the Chiefs, right? No.
No, it's the Chargers and the somebodies. Who are the
Chargers and the somebody? Is that the Washington team? The Washington somebodies?
Who are the Chargers playing tomorrow night? I have to look this up.
I have to look this up too because I don't know.
Wait,
it is the Broncos.
The Denver Chargers and Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos. Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
When do the Chiefs play? Saturday? Sunday?
Yeah,
Monday?
They got that Saturday.
Oh,
no,
they have Saturday.
Because it's the it's three games in 11 days, and I knew it was a weird
day.
No, they are playing on Sunday.
No. The Chiefs. Come on, guys. I'm looking at it right here.
Oh, yeah, they play on Saturday. Saturday against the Texans. That's a good game, too. Chiefs and Texans.
Yeah.
Unless Patrick Mahomes is dead, then he can't, you know, he's got
a
bad ankle.
He was a full participant in practice yesterday.
Oh man,
that guy.
He's just pretending to have an ankle injury so that he could be Superman, and everybody goes, "Wow, look, he came back."
I'd do it.
Yes, I'm bitter.
Yes, I'm bitter.
Is it because of because the Bears are bad? Is that
Yeah? Because they're not just bad, Amy. They're the worst team that's ever teamed. They're so stupid.
Yeah.
I hate them. Stupid team.
Yeah. Well, Ronge wants them to build their new stadium in Lake Michigan.
In the lake.
I want
it to be as difficult to get to as possible.
He said if they're going to be
How far off the center of the lake is.
Because
that's
basically
where I want it
to be. If they're going to be a sinking ship, they might as well just sink the whole thing.
Yeah. Stupid.
Anyway.
Halfway to Muskegon.
Hey, Matt, I know we've got other things to talk about in baseball and such, but since we are talking about football, Michael Kelly and I had this debate yesterday. How do you watch football? Here are your three options. It was a Twitter poll. You watch
at Chris Amy KMOX. You have to go follow us on Twitter.
You watch one game at a time. You change the channels, maybe flip between a game or two, or NFL Red Zone.
Flip between a game. It's either one game or flip between a game or two. I don't have Red Zone in the Pauly household, so but you know what? I have Major League Baseball has a version of that, and sometimes it's just too much. Like I'll be hosting, you know, the Cardinals post game, and I'll throw that on, and it's just like it's hard to like
Matt.
There's just a lot coming at you.
I could not agree with you more. That is the right answer. I watch one game or flip, you know, if there's a boring part in the game. I like the rhythm of a football game, even the slow parts. I like the sound. I like the ambiance. Red Zone is what I called yesterday cocaine football. It's like, oh my gosh, it's just scoring and he scored and he scored and he got knocked down and he got injured and he scored. It's insane. I can't even follow it. It's too much. Makes my brain explode.
And now... Yeah. They're experimenting with commercials.
Yeah. Michael Kelly is not happy.
Yeah, which is crazy because their whole thing, Scott Hansen's whole thing is 7 hours of commercial-free football. So can't do that anymore.
Isn't it like $400?
What do you mean?
No, that's
the football package.
Yeah,
Sunday ticket gives you access to all the games being played except whatever is blacked out in your area. And you can get Red Zone on top of it for an additional charge. But I think Red Zone itself is like $15 a month through NFL Plus, I want to say.
All I know is Michael Kelly was not thrilled. He said they've lost him. He said, I can't pay this much money and then have to watch commercials. I think, isn't Red Zone kept alive by fantasy football players?
Oh, definitely.
That's who loves to watch it because they just want to see if their guys are getting them points.
Of course.
Yeah.
But also,
especially if you have multiple fantasy teams, like where I have one fantasy team, I can keep track of what's going on. But if I had five or six teams, and then I might circle back to Red Zone.
Yeah. Well, I said, you know what? I don't have time for fantasy football. Football already is fantasy. It's a game. It's fun. It's a game.
Your whole life is a fantasy.
Why would you make a game out of a game? It's like, I play Monopoly, but do you play fantasy Monopoly? What do you mean fantasy Monopoly? Monopoly is fantasy. It's fake.
Real quick regarding the NFL, this is a, I love this part of the year when college football is done, you know, until we get to the bowl games and the playoffs and all that stuff. And you get NFL games on Saturdays for a couple of weeks. I love this time. This is great. So Chiefs will play the Texans. We're going to have that game right here on KMOX. It starts at noon, which means our pregame show will be at 11 o'clock. And then Steelers and Ravens play. So that's, and those are two pretty good games that we'll get on Saturday.
Really. Yep. And they just flexed a bunch of games into the Saturday spot for Week 17. Those three games are on NFL Network. I am shocked that the NFL has not tried to sell those games to a TV or and or streaming partner.
Yeah. And then the Bears are going to play the Lions on Sunday.
Oh, that's going to be close.
I have one quick question about them, Matt. I want to get your opinion. I know what mine is. Do they win a game before the year is over?
I mean, they've won four.
Yeah. They haven't won since that fourth one, that fourth victory. They've lost every single game since they lost to the Commanders.
I mean, their best chance is the home game against the Seahawks because they have Lions, Seahawks, Packers, first two on the at home, next one on the road.
Bums.
Seahawks are still kind of in playoff contention.
Absolute no, bums. Anyway, so Cardinals offseason, it's still happening. Winter meetings are over. We're moving ahead.
Still in it.
What are we thinking? What are we thinking, Matt?
We're thinking that Nolan Arenado is going to get traded at some point, and that's sort of the overwhelming narrative right now regarding the Cardinals. And I thought it would be done by now, honestly. I thought coming out of the winter meetings, it was something that was going to be done within a week or so. So it was last Monday that John Mozeliak said to us that he intended to trade Nolan Arenado. So I guess we're on day number 10 now, 7, 8, 9, whatever. We'll say day 10. Day 10 of Nolan Arenado watch.
Matt, is there any way that this 10-day period where they haven't made the trade could be interpreted anything other than negative? Because doesn't that mean they're not even getting close to an offer that's acceptable?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think you might want to let the market play out a little bit to see. They might have an offer to right now that they'd be comfortable with, but they want to see how the market plays out. And the fact that you've got a top-tier third baseman who's still out there, and Alex Bregman, you might want to wait on that a little bit. And all of a sudden, the teams that are really interested in him, if he signs somewhere else, well, they become desperate, and they might offer you a little bit more for Arenado. So could it be a negative situation where they're just not getting the offers that they wanted to get? Yeah, that's a possibility. I'm not saying that that's not happening, but I think there's just as much of a chance that something where they're trying to play the market. And honestly, I kind of believe the latter because I don't think John Mozeliak sits there and says to us, I intend to trade Nolan Arenado, unless he is very, very confident that not only can he make the trade, but he'll be able to make it in a fashion where he feels comfortable with whatever's coming back, either from a player standpoint or from a financial standpoint.
Let's look at the rest of the division for a moment, because the Cubs, within the last few days, have acquired Kyle Tucker, which is that's a pretty good player for them. Cody Bellinger is now gone. He goes to the Yankees. The Yankees also pick up Devin Williams, but the Brewers get Nestor Cortes in return from New York in that deal. So we're still looking at the rest of the division as the landscape looks right now. How do the Cardinals fit in it?
Oh, not great on paper. I think I hate saying this, but I think the Cubs are going to be the best team on paper going into the season. They're not done either. That move they made yesterday with Bellinger just sets them up to do even more. When Craig Counsell at the end of the season last year says we need to build a roster that can win 90 games, he doesn't say that just to try to claw out the front office. He says it because he feels like they can do it. then you have the Brewers, who are going to have no problem replacing Devin Williams. As great as Devin Williams is, they've got McGill, who did a nice job closing when Williams was out. They have Uribe, who got the first chance to be the closer, so both those guys will get an opportunity. They completely avoid the starting pitching market, which is insane right now, where these middle-level starters are making $20-plus million a year. They avoid that market by bringing in Cortez, and they bring in an infielder who can go play second or third, depending on what they do. They need to replace Willy Adames. They're probably going to do that by either moving Ortiz or Terang, their second baseman and third baseman. One of those guys will go to shortstop, and then this kid can maybe go into that spot. The Reds just hired Terry Francona. He doesn't walk in there unless there is a commitment to winning. And yeah, he's a Hall of Fame manager who expects to win baseball games. So those are now the Pirates of the Pirates. They've got really good pitching. They've got young guys. I just have zero confidence whatsoever that the Pirates are going to do anything this offseason to make themselves better. But I think if you look at the landscape of the NL Central right now, it does not look fantastic for the Cardinals.
Well, that's great news. Well, Matt Pauly, we will do this again
I say something? Because I heard a little noise there in the middle
of
the
talk. That was my fault because Matt Pajeski.
No, Matt. Amy had a cough. She's fine.
That's okay. Right.
She had a cough.
This is what it sounded like. Did somebody take her hospital?
No,
all of a sudden
it didn't happen.
Okay.
As we say goodbye to you, we do want you to understand that if you ever allow your family to interrupt your visits with us again, like happened today, we're not going to be happy.
There was no interruption.
Yeah. I'm sorry I might be late. I have to feed my child. That's just not going to work.
It's not going to cut it.
That's not going to cut it for this show.
People should know on Mondays and Wednesdays, my wife works. I'm on with you guys, and then we have Gas House Gang at noon, and I have a 6-month-old daughter, and she has to have her solid that she needs to eat at around 11,
or she throws up.
She has to take a nap at noon so I can do Gas House Gang, so she has to eat the solid at 11. Right now she's getting her Sesame Street break upstairs. A lot of things that you guys would not relate to, but all the parents in the world, they hear what I'm saying right now, and they feel for me.
I kind of get it because I used to live with this dog, and the dog, if you did not feed it by 8 a.m., it would throw up.
Okay.
I'm serious.
So dramatic.
It was a Labrador.
It's so
and it would,
dramatic.
If you did not feed it by a certain time, he would puke. So, I get it.
All the parents in the world listening right now are just shaking their head at you right now, Ranj. Oh,
yeah, but they're thinking, Pauly, you know, get it together.
Tell your 6-month-old to read a book or something.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance that there's going to be a poopy diaper waiting for me upstairs, and I have 13 minutes until we start Gas House Gang. These next 13 minutes are very precarious minutes for me.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
You bet.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Sports Open Line. Sports Open Line tonight at 6 o'clock. Is it 6? 6? 6 to 8. All right. I'm just making sure there's nothing interrupting it, like SLU basketball or whatever.
Or Hungry Kids.
Or Hungry Kids. You never know.
God willing.
Sorry, guys. Can't come to work. I have to feed my daughter.
That's the problem with kids these days.
At some point, she's going to have to cook for herself, is she not?
Read a book.
Read a book, kid.
Do something productive. Go on a hike.
Yeah, go on a hike.
You're 6 months old, for crying out loud.
Volunteer at a charity or something.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. You know, we have winter warm-up tickets to give away. We're going to do that before the show is over. You've got to be listening for your chance to win here on KMOX.